Medium Protect source code leaks again. Intrusion Truth returns. The EU to regulate AI. And General Paul Nakasone to step down. This is Risky Business News, prepared by Catalin Kimpanu and read by me, Claire Aird. Today is the 15th of May, and this podcast episode is brought to you by Proofpoint. And Proofpoint has just published its 2023 Voice of the CISO report, featuring insights and experiences from more than 1,600 CISOs from around the world. The report covers recent threat actors, insights into better defences, and the latest dynamics in board CISO relations. So just Google Voice of the CISO to find it. Okay, let's do the news. Source code for the VM Protect software has leaked online twice over the past year. The first leak happened in August last year, and the second took place last week on a Chinese IT forum. Made by a Russian company, VM Protect is a popular solution for protecting software applications by running them inside customized virtual machines. The software has legitimate uses in software development, but has also been broadly adopted by malware developers as a packer. Threat actors such as APT31, Lazarus, the Hacking Team, the DarkSide and Rorschach ransomware gangs, the Private Loader Malware as a Service have all used it. The cybersecurity research community has created several tools to de-virtualize VM Protect packed malware, but this leak will be of massive interest to security researchers as it can be used to craft better detections and better analysis tools alike. In other news, Intrusion Truth, a mysterious online group exposing suspected Chinese cyber espionage operations, returned to life after 9 months of inactivity and published a trio of reports last week. The reports claim to reveal details about a cluster of suspected Chinese hacking operations located in the city of Wuhan. Now, the first report claims a private company named Karui Cracking Academy is training hackers for the Chinese MSS. In a second article, Intrusion Truth names five former Karui graduates, with the authors hinting they might be members of Chinese APT groups. In the final post, Intrusion Truth looks at a Wuhan company hiring vulnerability researchers and foreign language experts using job ads that have identical text with two Shenzhen-based companies, one of which is ZionSec, a company dedicated to national defence and intelligence work. The European Parliament's Civil Liberties and Internal Market Committees have given the green light on a final version of the EU AI Act, new rules meant to regulate the use of artificial intelligence across the EU market. The AI Act now heads to the European Parliament for a first vote to be held in June. If passed, the Act would forbid the use of AI tools to provide real-time biometric identification in public spaces and restrict the use of AI tools for biometric identification to law enforcement agencies. The EU AI Act also bans the use of any predictive policing systems, emotion recognition systems, and the development of any high-risk AI tools that can harm people's health or rights. General Paul Nakasone is expected to step down as NSA Director and US Cyber Command Commander in the coming months. General Nakasone has told colleagues in the Biden administration that he'll exit in August or September this year. Nakasone spent 5 years running both agencies and wanted to leave in 2022, but was asked by the White House to remain for another year. Google has expanded the VirusTotal Code Insight service with support for new scripting languages. The Code Insight feature was launched at the RSA Security Conference in March. It works by using an AI model to analyze malware and generate natural language descriptions of what its code does. Code Insight initially launched with support for PowerShell malware, but Google has now expanded the service with support for Command Prompt, VBScript, Batch, and ShellScript malware. Users can now also upload larger malware samples. Electrification and automation company ABB has confirmed it's the victim of a ransomware attack. The incident took place on May the 7th and was the work of the Black Bastard Gang. According to reports, the attackers gained access to the company's internal network and impacted operations at some of its factories. Media reports claim ABB terminated all VPN connections to customer networks to prevent the ransomware from spreading further, ABB is a large company. It's been listed in the Fortune 500 for more than 25 years. Discord is notifying users of a security breach after a threat actor gained access to the account of a third-party customer support agent. The company says the attacker gained access to the support agent's ticketing queue, and this exposed information on some users with active support requests. Exposed information included email addresses, support messages, and attachments added to any ticket. A threat actor breached the network of Eswatini Bank, transferred $7.3 million to attacker-controlled accounts, and then attempted to cash out the stolen funds via the bank's ATM network. Eswatini's bank manager, Enoch Mavimbela, confirmed the incident. Mavimbela says the bank detected the attack during the ATM cash-out phase, and it stopped the attack after the attackers liquidated only $36,000 of the stolen funds. Japanese car maker Toyota says it misconfigured one of its cloud environments and exposed vehicle information for more than 2.15 million of its customers in Japan. Exposed information includes vehicle IDs, chassis numbers, and historical vehicle location information collected at certain times of day. Toyota says the server was exposed for more than 11 years. The US Department of Transportation has disclosed a security breach that's exposed the personal information of more than 237,000 current and former federal employees. The incident impacted TransSurf, which is a system for tracking and reimbursing government employees for commuting costs. The incident is a recent one, and the DOT notified the US Congress of the breach last week, according to an email seen by Reuters. The New York Attorney General has fined three US companies $615,000 for spamming the FCC with fake comments in support of repealing the agency's net neutrality rules. Fines were levied against LCX, Lead ID, and Efficient, which collectively posted more than 3.84 million spam comments on the FCC's website. The New York Attorney General says the same companies also submitted millions of spam comments to the Environmental Protection Agency and the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management. Spanish authorities have arrested cybercrime gang members who used automated bots to take over all reservation spots for Spain's migrant and asylum-seeking services. Spanish police say the gang resold the reservations to would-be migrants at prices ranging from 30 to 200 euros. They're believed to have made at least 206,000 euros from the scheme. Officials have detained 69 people. The arrests also included the gang's four leaders who were detained in Barcelona and Valencia. A man from the Russian city of Kostroma was sentenced to 7.5 years in a penal colony for developing malware for a criminal organization. Officials say a criminal group used the malware to steal more than $25,000 from Russian banks. The Kostroma man made between $1,000 and $3,000 every month from renting the malware. Email security company Proofpoint says Microsoft's decision to block Excel 4 and VBA macros for Office users last year has prompted threat actors to adapt by changing their distribution chains. The company says it's observed widespread threat actors' experimentation in malware payload delivery, like using old file types and unexpected attack chains. Old file types that have seen new life in malware campaigns include link shortcuts, the good old PDF, ISO images, but also Windows script files and Excel add-ins. Proofpoint says it also saw threat actors go back to an old technique named HTML smuggling. While some groups successfully experimented with and refined the art of OneNote mail spam. CISA and the FBI have published a security advisory warning that a new ransomware gang named Bloody is exploiting a recently disclosed vulnerability in the Papercut print management software. Officials say the gang is targeting the education sector. In addition to Bloody, the Klopp ransomware gang and at least three Iranian APTs are now actively exploiting the Papercut bug. Elastic security researcher Gabriel Landau has published proof-of-concept code on PPL Fault and Gold Fault, two new attacks against the Windows Protected Process Light Security Mechanism. The attacks can be used to dump PPL process data and gain administrator privileges on a Windows system. Landau reported the attacks to Microsoft last year, but the company declined to patch them. The two attacks are considered successes to the classic PPL dump attack that Microsoft finally patched last year. And finally, the Brave browser has announced a new feature named Forgetful Browsing, meant to block third-party tracking and re-identification. These are techniques that have become widely adopted since the rise of modern ad blockers. Brave engineers say forgetful browsing works by clearing the browser's first-party storage section for a particular domain a few seconds after all tabs for that site have been closed. And that is all for this podcast edition. Today's show was brought to you by our sponsor, Proofpoint. Find them at proofpoint.com. Thanks for your company.